here's a story from The World.
Canadian entrepreneur Michael Spavor has already spent more than 2 years in solitary confinement in a Chinese jail cell. Today, Chinese authorities sentenced him to 11 more years in prison. Spavor was arrested on charges of spying in 2018. Many call his arrest diplomacy by hostage-taking. He was detained just days after Canadian police arrested Chinese telecom executive Meng Wanzhou in Vancouver. Meng is fighting extradition to the U.S., where she faces fraud charges related to her company's dealings with Iran. Michael Byers has been watching all of this closely. He teaches law at the University of British Columbia. Remind us first, if you would, who Michael Spavor is and what he's been accused of.
Michael Spavor is a Canadian who has lived in northern China for quite a number of years. His business was facilitating tourism into North Korea. Not a very high-profile person, but was arrested by the Chinese government for alleged spying violations.
So let's remember, too, that Spavor was arrested at the same time as another Canadian, Michael Kovrig, a former Canadian diplomat, whom Chinese authorities say was working with Spavor. So the idea that this is a diplomacy by hostage-taking, explain that.
The view has been taken by the Canadian government that these arrests were in retaliation for the detention of Meng Wanzhou. The Chinese government has never admitted to that linkage, and yet it's clear that we have the ingredients here for some kind of exchange.
Why is it clear to you?
The Chinese court, in its verdict, explicitly said that Michael Spavor should be deported. It did not specify when. But the Chinese government now has that card in its pocket and presumably will have a second if the same verdict is released with regards to Michael Kovrig. The extradition case in Canada is proceeding towards quite a decisive phase where we expect the extradition judge to issue her decision in the next month or so. It's possible she will order Ms. Meng's release. Or alternatively, it's possible that the Canadian Minister of Justice will order her release after the verdict and do so in exercise of his discretion under the Extradition Act. So I think there's a possibility that everything will be resolved, but it will require one crucial ingredient, and that is the willingness of the Joe Biden administration in the United States to tolerate Ms. Meng being sent home to China instead of being transferred to face justice in the United States. And if she were to win this phase of the extradition, the normal thing to happen would be for the Canadian government to appeal that decision and push this to the next level of courts.
Meantime, Meng Wanzhou, who is from a very powerful Chinese family, she's living in relative luxury compared to the two Michaels, as I gather.
Yes, she's living in a mansion in Vancouver. But to give your listeners a sense of the amount of wealth that she holds, at a previous stage in the extradition process, when it looked like she might be set free, a chartered Boeing 777 was waiting for her at Vancouver Airport. This is not a woman who flies on small private jets. She flies on the largest jets imaginable.
Wow. If I'm a Western businessman, I'm seeing today's sentence against Michael Spavor, and I'm really thinking twice about doing anything in China. And if I'm already invested there, this would really worry me. Could this hostage diplomacy backfire and blow up in China's face?
Obviously, it is damaging to China's reputation and to the sense of safety that foreign business people have when they travel to China. And I would suggest that the Chinese regime cares first and foremost about economics, and foreign trade and investment are central to that. I think everyone here wants to find a resolution. It's just made difficult by the fact that we have a rule of law system in Canada, and we have a binding extradition treaty with the United States. So finding a way out of that box that enables all sides to hold to their principles and interests, that is the challenge for the Canadian government right now.
What's your best guess? Is there a safe way out of this box?
Well, there is likely to be a Canadian federal election in about 2 months. And there's nothing more that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau would like to announce than the fact that the two Michaels are coming home.
We'll leave it there. Michael Byers teaches law at the University of British Columbia. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
From PRX.